Hey, hello. This is Stuck in Traffic with Wolf Gorlick. Couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Obviously not in traffic at the moment. We're on a break out here at sunny Frankenmuth, Michigan, where we are meeting with the Project Management Institute. They're having a conference and talking to project managers about how to embed security into the project lifecycle. Been having a great time. One of the main tips is embed security in the project lifecycle. But one of the very specific things I want to look at today is, how do you do that when you're in a support mode? How do you do that when you are managing some equipment and third parties have to get in at, and you want to give them access, but you want to do it in a secure fashion, and you want to open up vulnerabilities, you want to be the next target who, you know, was over an HVAC vendor and will be forever the person that we bring up whenever we talk about these sort of things. What do you do? So one of the ways that many of these remote vendors support us these days is using things like PC Anywhere, if it's even still in use, but some people still use it. In the very old days, that meant setting up a PC Anywhere listener on your edge, which people would scan for and they'd find and they'd try to exploit it, and that was bad, right? So we all moved off of that, and we moved to these remote viewers, which you have your system, and your system has an agent is listening, and you've got your vendor, and your vendor is listening, and everyone goes up to the cloud to say, and you talk to him, yeah, he's his, and it makes a connection that way, which is good, because now you don't have anything over your edge, and oftentimes it's encrypted. Not so good, because now that cloud actually becomes a point of vulnerability. So, what we saw with like TeamViewer was a suspicion that that cloud was compromised and people could hop into the other people's instances, which raised a lot of concerns about how secure this support mechanism actually was, this very critical end-of-life support mechanism. One of the ways that we've seen people move to now is, let's still use something like TeamViewer or GoToMeeting or JoinMyPC or those types of systems, but let's do so without the agent. Let's do so without the direct remote support. Let's adopt more of an escorted model. And I was talking to a guy at the conference, and he used that term, which I thought was fantastic, escorted access. If you think about that in terms of physical access, we're already used to having someone walk us around, escort us when we're in and out of buildings. It's kind of the de facto standard now if you're in a high secure environment. Let's use that exact same metaphor, that exact same control that we're used to, and apply it to remote access. So the support guy will log into the computer. The support guy will connect back using remote access support, and I will be responsible for watching that computer and monitoring it and escorting the support tech who's actually going to do the work. And I think that's really the key at this point in time, using an escorted model for remote access. You don't have a persistent connection. You can monitor it when the person's on, and you don't have to worry about third parties becoming a remote vector into your network. That's it. Escorted. So you create the policy, install the technology, you train people on it, you get rid of all the old stuff. Easy. You need a project for that, which is why you need a project manager. Visit PMI.org. They're a great group. That's it for me. Have a good one.